It is the 29th of April, 2011, a Friday. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio, Becca Bacon-Martin. She is the editor of What's Up, found in Northwest Arkansas newspapers.
Kyle, I hate to harp on theater.
No, you don't.
I love to harp on theater. I think theater educates, enlightens, encourages, entertains, and there are opportunities this weekend that if you don't partake of at least one of them, I will personally come through your radio and shake you by the shoulders.
Well, then let's avoid that and let's give everyone a guide.
Okay. At Northwest Arkansas Community College, a show that you don't see every day, Fahrenheit 451.
I've never seen it on stage. I've obviously seen the movie that was made back when I was a kid.
And read the book.
Read the book.
You know, they say that was the book that took science fiction from a genre thing to, like, classic literature. That's a pretty big thing. 1953. It's post-apocalyptic, I guess, about a society where books are banned, differences are not tolerated. Firemen are the ones who go out and burn the books. Mm-hmm. Not happy. And Mary Moore is directing it. And she says she thinks this all sounds frighteningly familiar because we talk a lot about differences, but we don't do a very good job of tolerating them.
So it opens tonight?
It opens tonight. And showtimes are 7 o'clock today and tomorrow, 2 o'clock Sunday, and again next weekend. You do have a second weekend to see this. It's at White Auditorium, and tickets are $8.
Pretty good. So that opens this weekend.
And if you go tonight, their fine art and graphic design department is having a reception for their spring art competition, so you can see art, too, from 6 to 8. This is the last weekend for Othello at University Theater in Fayetteville. I think if you don't go to this one, I'm going to crawl through the radio and shake you by the shoulders.
You've seen it. I have not yet.
It is stunning. It's 3 hours long, and you will be sorry when it's over.
It's quite, you know, I know the story, and it's Did you know the story going in?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
So there is something that happens late toward the end of the play that's just...
There's a lot of devastating endings.
Yeah.
It's interesting how easy it is to understand, because the actors have learned the language so well that they make it very apparent to you what they're saying. It's also interesting that they've made this... The costuming looks sort of like 1930s science fiction. There's probably a costume designer who doesn't like me very much because I said that. But the costuming's interesting. The staging's interesting. It opens in something representative of a gondola because it is set in Venice. Of course, Othello is a Moor, meaning he's black. He's fallen in love with a white woman, but that's not the issue. The issue is that he's really offended someone who works for him in the military.
Well, there are all sorts of themes here. There's jealousy. There's pride. There is the perceived belief that you have been looked over for another. Mm-hmm. It's very relevant to today.
To a lot of things.
Yes.
Justin Cunningham is Othello. He's marvelous. Fayetteville's own Jim Goza is Iago. And part of me wanted to write the review with just change the name of the play to Iago, because he's amazing.
Well, you know, over time, critics have suggested that it's as much Iago's play as it is Othello's.
And if you don't know anything about the show, you don't know anything about Shakespeare, think about Cruel Intentions with Sarah Michelle Gellar. And think about Iago as sort of being Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Right.
And you'll jump right in. 8 o'clock today and tomorrow, 2 o'clock Sunday. It's the last weekend. Tickets are $16. It's also the last weekend for Theater Squared's Reasons to Be Pretty.
Winding up this weekend.
The last time we spoke, I had not seen it, and you had.
Right.
It was not what I expected.
It was funnier than you expected, I bet.
It was funnier than I expected, but it also felt more familiar. You know, Neil LaBute likes to sneak up and smack you with a mackerel.
Mm-hmm.
And this was more sneak up and smack you with a mirror.
Yeah.
Antoinette Grajeda was with me at the show, and the way she put it was, it holds a mirror up to the audience, and that's never very comfortable.
And its final weekend is this weekend.
7:30 today, 2 and 7:30 tomorrow, 2 o'clock Sunday at the Nadine Baum Studios in Fayetteville. Tickets are $24. There are some other things going on this weekend, so you don't have to go to theater. Just remember, I'll come through your radio. The Fayetteville Mulberry River Jam, the first one ever, is at Bird's Adventure Center near Ozark. Okay. This seems like an adventure that I'm not up for.
They're still having it after all the rain and the high water. And
the last we heard, they said it was a little muddy, but they were going to rock and roll.
Okay.
Funk revivalist Space Capone headline tonight, and Arch Nemesis is Saturday night. Tickets include camping, hiking, mountain biking, wading in mud, mud wrestling, whatever muddy things you want to do. You can find it at FayetteChill.com.
Okay.
Tomorrow's Spring Fest in Fayetteville.
Yeah, it's been going on for a while now.
29th year. Kiddie rides, music, arts and crafts, bed races.
Still have the bed
races. Go to Dixon Street. This weekend is also the 37th annual Dogwood Festival in Siloam Springs. And now that I think of it, I think I'll go there. They have good crafts. Kids' food, games, City Park and Bob Henry Park downtown. And Blake Shelton is playing tomorrow night at Barnhill Arena.
Last I heard, still some tickets left.
Show's at 7:30, and tickets are $31.50 for the public. And like so many things now, you can get your tickets at the Walton Arts Center box office.
All right, Becca, thank you very much.
Thanks, Kyle.
You're welcome. Becca Bacon-Martin is the editor of What's Up, found in Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.